Glory. Well, it's good to be here again. It's always good when we get together, a whole bunch of ministers, and love the Lord with all their heart, and just sing and worship and praise God, and allow the Spirit of God to move in all of its power, all of its might. It's just a joy. Today I want to talk to you out of the book of Luke, the 12th chapter, verse 37. Amen. It starts right out and it says, "Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching or looking for him." Notice it starts out with blessed. Now that word blessed means that we're prospering. We're well off. We're well taken care of. God is watching over us because we're watching for him. When I got thinking about this message as God was giving it to me, I could remember back as a child, and it still happens today, that when we were watching for a loved one or a friend or somebody important, they were coming. I remember how the excitement would build up on the inside, and you'd run to the window, and you'd look down the road, and you'd watch, and if you heard a car or something coming, you'd go and look. Could that be them? Could that be them? Yeah. Well, I believe that's what this scripture verse is talking about there. There's some Christians today, they don't even seem excited that we're living in the greatest hour that the church has ever seen. Amen. Jesus Christ is coming. Amen. Oh, I'll tell you, that is exciting. And I don't know about you, but I hope you're one of those that are watching. They're looking for him. That excitement is bubbling up inside of you. Amen. You can't wait to tell somebody else. You can't wait. You hear a sound and you run to look to see, is this it? You listen to the news, and many people think the news is bad news today, and in the natural it is, but when I listen to the news and see the things that are going on today, I realize that Jesus is coming. We've never, never in the history of the church seen all these signs like we're seeing today. I mean, you got the false church out there running like mad. The devil knows his time is short. You know, when the true church takes off, like it's going to take off, like the Bible says it's going to take off, we're going to pour water all over that fire and put it out, because the real fire is going to take place. And I'm looking for that. I'm watching for that. Are you looking for that? Are you watching for that? Is there an excitement within your heart that you know? Are you doing everything that God wants you to do? You see, when we know somebody's coming, you ever notice that if a relative or a loved one or mom or dad is coming, you make sure your house is spotless. You know, everything you put together, you trim the lawn two or three extra times, take care of the flowers outdoors, and you want it to look so good. Well, I believe Christians are doing that right now with their house, their spiritual house. They're getting it ready. They're getting it ready because they're hearing through everything that's taking place, that Jesus is coming. And we're watching for him. We're looking. And we don't want him to come if our house wasn't ready.
Right.
We don't want him to come if there's some dirt in there. We don't want him to come, catch us off guard. And the Bible says he's coming that way. So if he's coming that way, then we've got to make sure that we're always ready. We've got to make sure that everything is in order. Glory. I'm not talking about dying now. I'm talking about Jesus coming. Because none of us are planning on dying. We're planning on going to the rapture. Glory. Hallelujah. You know, we tell everybody, usually, we say, hey, well, my uncle's coming. I haven't seen him in 25 years. Remember when I graduated from Bible college? My mother made the long trip from New York State all the way to the state of Washington. And oh, what an excitement that was. That was one of the longest trips she ever made in her life. But it was an excitement to us because Mom was coming. Now, she was coming to my graduation. Mom was coming. And oh, what a time that was. And we kept looking at the clock to see if it was time to go to the airport and get her yet. I mean, we could have been there 10 hours early if we had to keep watching the clock, you know. We were looking. We were waiting. Mom was coming. And oh, what a joy that was. And when something like that is happening, we tell everybody, my mother's coming. They go, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Well, I tell everybody, Jesus is coming. And a lot of them look at you and frown and wonder if you really know what you're talking about. And we do, and we can prove it in the scriptures. Yeah. It's just bubbling over. They say, we've heard this for a long time. And I'll say, yeah, I heard it for a long time too. But I've never seen the signs that I'm seeing today. I've never heard the things that I'm hearing today. I know it's time. I know that Jesus is coming.
Amen.
And I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm ready.
Yes.
Glory. Yes. I realize it's going to be a great work. And it's going to be done in a short time.
Amen.
And we're in that short time now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory. We expect Him to come every second. You know, we can hardly wait. We can hardly wait. And so we look around at the church body and we see the things that God wants us to do and we begin to get more diligent about those things. We look at our friends and our loved ones that aren't ready to go and we warn them. We tell them it is time to get ready. Please don't delay because Jesus could come at any moment. Now, if you're really watching and looking for Him, this is the way you're acting. I got some more I'm going to say here. I haven't got done yet. But this is the way you're acting. Why? Because you love Him.
Amen.
Do you realize that no time in all of history have they seen Jesus come in the way He's going to come now? Because He's coming for His church. And He's going to catch us right out of this world.
Yeah.
And they're going to look around and wonder where all these people went to. That's all right.
Yeah.
We went with Jesus. And we'll come back with Jesus riding on white horses. And I'm looking forward to that. I haven't rode on a horse since I was, I don't know, probably in my 20s or 30s. Been a long time since I've rode on a horse. I like riding on horses. And just think, we're coming back on a white horse, and we're going to be up there in the sky, and we're going to come down somehow, and we're going to land here on earth on our horse. On our horse. And Jesus is going to be leading us. And you know, the Jews that don't know Jesus, that's the day they're waiting for.
Yeah.
It's too bad. I wish they knew the Jesus we knew.
Yeah.
And not have to wait around and go through all the problems, all the trials, all the tribulation.
Yeah.
I don't worry about the gas prices. I don't worry about the high food prices. They don't bother me. Because I know my God's going to take care of me. But I also know Jesus is coming.
Yeah.
You know, that makes it all worth it. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming so soon. All the signs point towards you. You name the sign, it's pointing there. We see the things of the world that are getting real bad. We go to our Bible, check it out, pointing towards His return.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. You know, we just love Him. The more we love Him, the more we want to see Him. The more we love Him, the more we look for Him. The more we love Him, the more we tell others about it. The more we get ready ourselves, the more He can use us. Glory. He said, I'll take you through this time victoriously. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to going through this time victoriously. And you know, the more we look for Him, the more that shows also that we love Him. That's why He blesses us. He can see that love. Hallelujah. Glory. It shows we have a desire to live in heaven more than we have a desire to live here on earth. It shows our goals, our desires are His.
Yes.
I don't care about the earthly ones. I don't need a mansion here. I don't need two or three more cars. I don't need these things. I'm happy right where I am now. Jesus is coming. Glory to God. I got a nice house I live in, nice car I drive. My freezer is full. My house is cool in the hot days with the air conditioner. It's warm in the wintertime. What else do I need? I just study God's Word. I preach. And I watch for Him. I watch for Him. And everybody I know that's real close to me, they're watching for Him. And so we can sit down and we can talk about it. Because our dearest relative is coming. His name is Jesus. Our Lord and our Savior is coming. His name is Jesus. Our Healer is coming. His name is Jesus.
Yeah,
woo!
Man.
Glory! I'll tell you, isn't that exciting?
Amen.
Glory. Now we can get our eyes on the things of the world and the troubles and all the problems that the world is going through and we can get down and mope, complain, feel miserable, sit on a carpet and let our feet dangle off the end of the carpet. You ever been down that low? A lot of the people in the world are like that. But we're not like that. They say, how can you be happy? I mean, when you pull up the gas station, it's over $4 a gallon for gas. How can you be happy? Well, I got news for them. God's given my car so much gas mileage, I drive 2-3 weeks on that tank of gas. He said, I'll supply all your needs. And he's taking care of them. And one of these days, we're going to take a jet ride, far better than any jets they got made today, and we're going to heaven.
Amen.
And we're going there with Jesus. And we're going to see more relatives there. We're going to see friends there. We're going to see Peter. We're going to see Paul. We're going to see John.
Amen.
I tell you, we're going to see some people there.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting.
Amen.
Glory. Amen. I don't know how anybody living in the time that we're living and seeing all the signs that we're seeing can't be excited.
Amen.
I mean, if you're not, you're dead spiritually.
Yeah.
You know, you need to get down and say, God, revive me.
Amen.
Let me see what they see.
Yeah.
Let me feel what they feel.
Because
we'll tell you what we see. We'll tell you what we feel. Jesus is coming.
Yeah.
All the signs are saying Jesus is coming. Glory. It shows we're ready to go home. I mean, we wouldn't be talking like this if we were living in sin, if we were robbing you out there in the radio land, you know, or robbing other people.
Right.
We wouldn't talk like this. We'd want him to stay away like some of them do. You know, don't come for another 10 years or 20 years. You know, I'm enjoying stealing from people. We're ready to go. Our slates are clean. Our hearts are filled with joy.
Yes.
Glory, we're looking for that day. We're searching for that day. Glory. Our eyes are on him. And when our eyes are on him, you know, we walk in victory.
Amen.
We get our eyes on the world, that's terrible. Wow. We begin to feel everything the world is feeling. But we get our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Wow! I mean, he wrote this book. He knows how to make this book work. He knows how to teach us and show us. I mean, the Holy Ghost, he's our teacher. He's our guide. He's going to show us how to be victorious. He'll show you how to take one apple and make a whole apple pie. Glory! I mean, God can do things nobody else can. One time we had a singing group that showed up at our church, and they weren't supposed to be there, and they showed up, and I thought, you weren't coming tonight. Oh, we got our schedule mixed up. And I said, oh, that's okay. Come on in and sing. And we had a great time. And I said, now what are you going to do? They said, well, we don't have anything to do until 7:30 tonight. I said, where are you going to eat? They said, we don't know. I said, I do. Come to my house. They said, you got enough food? I said, don't worry, God will supply. I called my wife and I said, we got 7 people coming for lunch. She said, what? I said, God just said to invite them. She said, okay. And you know, neighbors brought in food. They heard us inviting them. We never asked anybody to do anything. We had more than enough. I mean, God was on the scene providing. He was taking care. And when you know a God like this, you get excited because you know he's coming.
Right.
And the more excited we get, the more we shout. Glory, the more we jump. It's not like the fake revivals you see going on down there. This is real. Because God is pouring out his Spirit without measure. We're going to go up one of these days. Jesus is coming. That's why this scripture verse says, blessed are those servants. I'm a servant of God. Are you a servant of God?
Amen.
He says, you're blessed. Whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find them watching or looking. We're going to be blessed. The ones that aren't watching, the ones that aren't looking, the ones that aren't expecting, they're going to miss it.
Right.
I mean, the worst thing that I think could happen, and this is even worse, one time we were coming home, and I noticed my brother-in-law, and he was headed there, and we were about, 6 miles from home, and we were headed there, and my wife says, your dad is in the car with him. And she says, my house is not ready. And my dad had made a sudden trip out here to the state of New York, and there he was in their car. So I put the old pedal to the metal, 100 miles an hour. You know, I went home. My wife got the house ready. And Dad said, you always drive like that? I said, no, not always. But the house was ready. I'd hate to have Jesus come and my house wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to go. I didn't expect him. He's not supposed to come this week. He's not supposed to come this year. He's not supposed to come next year. And so I just live like I want to live. And all I want to find out that Roger's not here. Brother Johnson's not here. Brother Moore's not here. Brother Andy's not here. Sister Noelle's not here. Sister Robbie's not here. I mean, they're gone. And Brother Evans is here. Why? I wasn't ready. I wasn't expecting him. I wasn't looking for him. He wasn't supposed to come yet.
That's right.
Glory. Well, I'll tell you, I'm ready. I'm expecting him to come. I'm looking for him to come.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Amen.
And you probably can tell that preacher's always excited. Yes, I'm excited because I have Jesus living on the inside. And not only is he living on the inside, but soon he's coming.
Amen.
He's coming. He's coming for me. Is he coming for you? He's coming for me. The signs are all there. He's coming.
Amen.
Oh, if we can make anything clear to you today, I want you to realize he's coming. He's coming. Get ready. If you don't know that you're ready, just ask Jesus in your heart. Follow the directions that we give you sometime on these broadcasts and ask Jesus Christ in your heart. Let us know that you've done that. It's time. I'm looking. Are you looking? Are you waiting? I'm waiting. I'm expecting. Why? Jesus is coming.
Thank you for listening. Please send your love gifts and letters of support to Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. Jesus is coming. Maranatha, our friends.